New this week is Mission Impossible. I have no clue what number we're on, but we're up there. Tom Cruise, I like this series. Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, and the rest of the regular cast of characters. You know, I think Tom Cruise was kind of made for this. Nice reinvention for him over the years. I don't mind this series at all. They're usually pretty exciting. They have a tendency to look a lot the same after a while, but they're okay. Teen Titans Go to the Movies. That's animated. That's out this week as well. The Equalizer 2 was out last week, number one at the box office. Pay no attention to the national critics on this. They're not being very kind to it. They're wrong. You're going to go. You're going to see it. You're going to like it. Okay? The Robert McCall, the Equalizer character, is a great character. One of the better developed in this genre in a long time. And Denzel is always good. This movie does lose focus a time or two as to what the original mission is. But there's nothing wrong with this. It's an action movie with a brain. And boy, do we need that. DVD this week. Ready Player One, Spielberg's movie from April, didn't do super well at the box office. $200 million budget on this, too. DVD next week, The Miracle Season with Helen Hunt, true story about the women's volleyball team. Overboard, comedy, reboot, and Tully with Charlize Theron, critically acclaimed. It was at the box office for like 15 minutes, so rent that if you're interested. Taylor Swift is going to star in the movie version of the musical Cats. How about that? Home Alone R-rated reboot is coming. Ryan Reynolds, this time they're leaving an adult child at home. And by the way, you'll soon be able to buy movie tickets through Facebook. And boy, they could use something these days, huh? And that's what's new for you, movies and DVD.